Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen. JY for no, I preach me preaching in na. Na me in shramo. Hallelujah. Anya mi me ye fine ejole ahanye. Enya no ni adofo nyame asumje enkamo. Beloved in the Lord, may the peace of God be unto you. I want to use this opportunity to thank God Almighty for his protection, his provision, and his mercies throughout my ministerial training, the ups and downs, and finally making it possible for me to be commissioned to the glory of God. Father, I am grateful. From the deep down of my heart, I want to thank the District Minister, Reverend Dr. Nanaya Ampuansa Enchi. Papa has been a father not only to me but to the Global Presbyterian Worship Center, and he has given us golden opportunities to demonstrate what God has given us. Hallelujah. During the district evangelism consultation, he made me and my professor, who is our senior presbyter, speakers during the Holy Ghost filled youth camp. Myself and two of my mighty men, Eben and Sammy, we were the speakers. And during the Bible study prayer conference that we had, I was a speaker. And the last but the most important, or something that baffled my mind, was that immediately after my commission, Papa sent me to go and confirm people. Hallelujah. And even some of my mates who have completed, they don't have that opportunity. And during my commissioning, I know that some of you know that me pasa. And I just want Antonio, Oboy Shramakra Mesa. And the Papa who said, so we giant a banner, I'm sure I'm not my own who to a share that or pair baby tonight. And you only start to yarn away me say, Boko. And I jam a bomb in some kakrankakra. O commissioner, Auntie Dinah, how many minister? No man, you could be soon kicking me. My papa say, slow down. Papa, I'm bashing your mishaw. Oh, yeah, my yin and uncle Ponkaho. Now, Oman in Suye. I want to also express my sincere appreciation to the senior ministers in the district, Reverend Samson Adonu, Reverend Benjamin Eshong, and my own school senior, Reverend Dr. Jonathan Yelson. God bless you all for the advice that you've been giving. And to all the catechists in the district, they really love me, they call me, they do a lot of things for me. And I have my birthday mate here, February Bonds, we rock, hallelujah. God bless you, Papa. But I'm going to talk to you about Mount Zion district session. I'm going to talk to you about Mount Say, many me thanksgiving, but you know me in Shramo. Amen. Me ma me be a me hanapa, this street, mom, on a me hanapa. Me to me friend, I no pay you any renown on so a frame. Say, call back, Nessa me in our house, oh my may fro. Mama Lizzie, oh, I love you so much. God bless you. God bless you so much. Amen. Me pass me that women's fellowship for assay. During my commission, omutu enipa basa, edi mechi. Oh, women's fellowship, I love you. I love you so much. God bless you so much. And all the groups, men's fellowship, YAF, JY, children's service, singing band, and the instrumentalist, all the media team, God bless you so much. Hallelujah. I want to also thank God for the life of Adrum Preaching Point. They have been so instrumental in my ministry. Papa Bismarck, Papa Manley, and all the members, God bless you so much. Hallelujah. And to the IMC, the mighty men, and then the women of valor of Global Presbyterian Worship Center. Guys, you know how we do it. God bless you so much. I love you. I love you. And to my mamaya, Mame, Nami Shrao, you have been a pillar. God bless you. Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday in Easter. And it is also a prayer Sunday. Hallelujah. And so we are going to pray and we are going to petition the atmosphere and we are going to petition the throne room of God. And we are going to say that, Father, this is the month of grace. This is the month of May, the month that you have ordained for us. And so we present ourselves and our family unto thee. Do for us according to your will. Hallelujah. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
Hold your anchor, hold. In the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tide lifts and the cables strain, hold your
who grew up in the seashores of Elmina. Parkwasi's father was a fisherman, and as the custom of the family, when the boy is about 10 years, on his 10th birthday, he is introduced to the fishing business. And so when it was 3 months for Parkwasi to turn 10 years, Parkwasi was so happy and started the announcement. Any day he goes to school, he would tell people, on my 10th birthday, you will see me on the sea. So Papasi started this announcement. And he has seen his father going to the sea. And whenever the father goes and come back, the stories that the father would give, Papasi was so excited. And so he knew that one day he would also be on the sea. And he will call his mother and his sisters and speak to them about what is it like to be on the sea. On the day, a day to his 10th birthday, they were supposed to set off at 9 p.m. Parkwasi went around. Anybody that he sees, whether he knows you or not, that, Echiname Kopo, Sister Echiname Kopo, Ms. Mekwako Yim Pataba. So Papasi started the announcement, and that day, instead for him to rest, he couldn't. 9 p.m. has come. Papasi and his father and all the other fishermen have gone to the boat. And Omunamposo. Ship when you 2 years na Papasi started for me stories about Bekachira ni Mamini Ninuyanu. By God's grace, and now fish now Parkwasi's happiness was cut short. The sea started rolling.
The waves started coming. Paakwasi was afraid. He knew that the turbulence of the sea would swallow him. He would not see his two sisters that he loved the most. His mother has been pampering him, and he was thinking about the mother. So what Paakwasi did was that he clung to the father, Ompamne Papa, and Wakata Nani, hoping, say, Sempo se otopu ni ma, ne papa enim shime, and to obey to me, abuano. Paakwasi asoni mu children's service ni, Yesu damofra, and to Paakwasi astate, e tonenyo. Afe Paakwasi eniti yenu obie nani ya, empuano chong, Paakwasi na yadeno abesi mpuano ni. Paakwasi realized that the sea was so trembling, and with a trembling voice, he asked his father, Papa, the storm was terrible. The waves were so high. The wind was so angry. I thought the boat would be swallowed by the anger of the sea. How didn't it sink? How is it not carried away by the deep sea? Na se ne papa dono ana ogbu nkotodwe ana ose opa akwasim na o hwe nanim ana ose. My son, it is not what you see above the water that holds the boat. It is what is beneath. There is an anchor down there, invisible to the eyes, buried in what cannot be moved. That is what holds us, not the calmness of the sea. Enya puna ayedi nunti na yamim. Enya puna edahwa nunti na yamim. Ne mum anko bi woma esoye mu. Na sa anko no ene diyen abaha. Beloved in the Lord, the theme for today is anchored in Christ. Anchored in Christ. Sa yebejina pinti ewo Kristo mu. Hemokeyele ye Kristo amni. Amen. What is an anchor? What is an anchor? Me share dictionary mu e ko online shushushushu enyoma pino. Enyoma mienua, there are a lot of definitions. We can use it as obia obua ebusua kwe beti maka se ona ya anko ye ya ye di ebusua si ye nkon ho no obi kan brofo beti maka se he is the anchor of the family ana se football player bi wo ha wa ya di e pa ye beti maka se he is the anchor of the team enti ano wo ho. But today, for the purposes of my preaching or the sermon, I want to talk about the real meaning of anchor. Mi unyama mienu. Me pacho media team mubebo ano. We have what we call the ground anchor. And we have the sea anchor. I don't know if the picture is clear. But the ground anchor is when omodi ship no abe si epona no no. Now, obia just ship on our akoni fie no. Then the ground anchor will hold the ship. And the only picture now, what we born come so no. That there be a soma among the pim as a seneso. Said the abaya ship no. Ebejina pintin. So the ground anchor provides stability for the ship when it is at its final rest or when it is stationed. And then we have the sea anchor. The sea anchor is when the ship is on the sea and there is turbulent all over. Emra swache no abono. Sa sea anchor no. And it directs the ship so that it will not be drowned. Hallelujah. And so, based on this function of the anchor, I came to a conclusion with three functions of an anchor, which I will use. One, it gives company to the ship when everybody has left. Emra obi aja ship no ho. Captain ne dane dem e shan kromo no. Anchor no so ship nim. Hallelujah. Two, it provides stability for the ship when it is stationary or at its destination. Emra ship no adru baby esese odru no. Sa anchor no so nimu. The third one is that when there is turbulence, emra ship ne nama posona epono bas wache na eyi bidi prada na pese e fast ship no mene no. The anchor, the sea anchor, also stabilizes it and gives it direction. Hallelujah. Meba chonya mami ensa we fatu koto jemi ebeyi emra yekoso no. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to the scripture that was read for us. Oh, Abrantia no ke chino ya dear dodo. Nyamin shira munina. Amen. Now this, the Gospel of John chapter 14, happened during the Last Supper. Emra no Christo and in a sian for echo a didier chat one. Ehona e see ye. Now when we go back to the chapter 13. Na Christo akachre ne suafo ne se I am going and I will leave you. Me ko na me jamo ho. And you kai John 13 na. Jesus was telling the people that I am going and I'm going to leave you. The heart of the people were troubled. Peter was so terrified. Yesu ye jano ma ye wanyi na ho abedi wachi. Na fe di aden. Enti wanyi msa ubeja ya honte ma anka wama ya ama. Enka samre enka mi ya big fisherman. Enka samre majije tuwa enye sika bebre. Kristo uka asa ye mrentine ye bai. Na fe na aden na uja ye mho akwe. And so Jesus, sensing that the heart of the people were troubled, he started and opened the chapter 14, verse 1, with a command of comfort. And he said, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, knowing what will happen to the disciples when he is not there, comforted them and told them that, don't let your heart be troubled. I know that as I am going, you are terrified. You are thinking about what the priest will do to you. But remember that I am the anchor. I will be with you when people are not with you. When you say, "Meme ne wo anchor no," say enipa bebrejawa, say eka wonkwa, meme ka wo ho, say ni a ground anchor no, eka ship no ho no, say anso na me ka mo ho. Say anso na me ka mo ho. Ana ka kire o mo say minim. Momo bia anko school masuafo no momo nyadu na mom sa Herod ani mpanyifo ne chimo na se omo totoma no a na se omo sa asie se omo kum a. In the turbulence of the situation, I am there. It is not about your intelligence. It is not about how well you are able to flow in the English or in your tree or in your gun or in your house, but it is about the man who sits on the throne, who is the anchor for you and your family. Beloved in the Lord, permit me to submit to you that if you believe in Jesus the Christ, he will be your anchor. Sa ubeje Christ dia obeya ubutentim. And what does it mean? Now what it means is that sa dru baby na wiase nyina agya wo ho a sa dru baby na eka wo nko a ya mu bi wo ha ya ba sori ana yesre Na mom ya kwayan demo a ya dini suo afoyen ketema. Na sa emre na nipa jawo ho no. Ena Kristo se ena ho brasia momen kan kire wo se. Sa woje wujidie ba sha papa ni mo a. Sa ode wo ho be mana, he will be your grand uncle and he will hold you. He will be by you. You will never be alone because he is with you. He is with you. He and the host of the angels are with you. You know, I told you that the grand uncle also gives stability. Bible say, and then he will stabilize it for you so that you will not go bankruptcy. Ebibu nyansi kabebre wa brabomu nansu akwa yeyano na womo aye hia for. But Jesus is saying that even if things are going on for you, say wa brabomu no, say esiye, say akoye mawa, and to Christo ankene, and for Christo in shabotom, because he wants to be your anchor and stabilize you. He wants to be the ground anchor, that he will stabilize you in what you are doing, that he will stabilize you in your prosperity, that he will stabilize you in your health, that he will stabilize you in the things that you are doing. Not only that, he wants to be your sea anchor. Emre poaso achene bobono. Emre dru ba bia wo kira wa asemmu po asabi ompredi asa. Ebi mu feel say wa bodam. People think that you are not even hard working. Aden awon ko awa brabro kire enkoye ma. Aden. Wo ya kwajofo. Ompajuma. Aden awon ko na trimo aden. You want to do it but enye ye. Ebi ama yare aso ache bi abo. Ebi ana abusua ni mu no aso chibi ababusua ni mu enti abusua first na efe no bon some person otitim and na Christo se obetu wani ahwe papa na na obema na ye wo anchor. Oh, he will direct you, he will navigate you through, he will navigate you through, and like pakwesi wani beti na wo. Hallelujah. He is your anchor. And just rely on him. Hallelujah. So Jesus assured the disciples in the verse 2 to 5 of the John that we read. And all kachiram was almost said, Minim samu beko haumudie. Now so me watna biye bebre awo meja efie. Na mi kosies yesat na biano mamamo. And when a sian for an share no more can say, oh, Ray, I have cried 3 years when we die away. Now, Tanabia Ben Pan, I will shall bet me a CSC. Am I? Now, you buy a den, now you call because you are saying that where you are going, we cannot come now. So, when and how? Then take us along, fire and call. And then, verse 6, you know, catch it almost said. And I read, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Beloved, I want to humbly submit again. This statement is a universal truth. And it has no jurisdictional limitation. The me pastor me catch on the side. Sa asem wei eye nokware trodo emfa woni baabi awo emfa woni baabi awo she. This statement is true and it will forever be true. Hallelujah. Enju aseme ne nkwa nokre ne kwan no. Technological advancement and scientific discovery cannot change this statement. The economies of the world cannot change it. Whether the economy is blowing, whether the economy is in crisis, whether things are not going on well, it cannot change the statement that Jesus the Christ alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one would ever go to the Father except through him. Except through him. You know, sometimes it's funny how people think that their academic qualification will tell them that there is no God. Masters, but you know, I like what the captain of the Artemis 2. Now the captain said something, and I picked two statements of it. Please permit me to read. The man is Victor Glover. He said, "When I read the Bible and look at all the amazing things that were done for us, who created, you have this amazing place, you are on a spaceship called the Earth that was created to us, a place to live in the universe, in the cosmos. You are special in all this emptiness. You have this oasis. This is a beautiful place we get to exist together." And then in another statement, he said, "Love God with all you are." Hallelujah. And so from his narrative, it means that discoveries and scientific discoveries only tell how beautiful and majestic God is. Hallelujah. And non chrase nyamini ho. Nemum a chrenyan coupon to me. And in the door, our what the mammy. And so don't ever be swayed by the fallacies of the people that want to turn you from the way so that you have no anchor to cling to when you are in trouble or when you are happy. But today, if you would humbly think about it again, then Jesus will come into your life. Hallelujah. And so in that verse 12, Jesus said, and I'm about ending, and we'll pray. Hallelujah. Oh, tell somebody we are going to pray. Oh, tell somebody we are praying today. Hallelujah. And can you baby, maybe say, I saw the one on the bomb pie anybody. Amen. Christo nim sa okwa wakwasi esie baby adi amana chidi fono. Now on this earth, he gave them a blank check. Omomo blank check. Say in nayan in blank check. And kaya JY Youth Camp, and I JY Youth Camp here guy no. Maybe so almost say, what would you use the blank check for? But I had a penny for us, sorry, Munti, Yemisa. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, this is a blank check, and I want you to put it down so that you can sign when you go home. Hallelujah. "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater than this, because I am going to the Father." Why did Jesus say that? Before you would understand how the blank check is, you need to understand what Jesus did. Jesus healed the sick, right? He raised the dead. He provided 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they ate and they were satisfied. Jesus, one day, Jesus said that, "I don't want to go to the bank. I want to build a bank in the mouth of the fish." And so Jesus built a bank in the mouth of the fish and told the disciple, "Open this fish. I have my bank there. Take some money. Let's go and pay." So what he was teaching them was that I can create anything and everything wherever I want it to be and where I wish. This is the Jesus we are talking about. A And when he was leaving, he told me that ya obuachie dia me yeye no se wuchi me dia obeya amana broso. So in other words, Jesus is speaking, and let me re-echo it to you. O kachira wo se nia oyeye no se obema wo hukwan ya obeya amana broso. If you allow yourself, then you can also heal the sick. When you go to the doctor and doctor diagnose you of a disease, yes, they have diagnosed you, but you can put your hand on the disease and speak by the power of the Spirit of God, Father, heal me. Even if you are not taking it, grant me the grace to go through the turbulence of sickness. Ehona sa bonsam yesa obebo awaria na hwetia. Mammy, ya call with Nayanim. Nakasa, what a poasuachia yasumam. Send the same warrior, Batetima Busiamu. I will yes to demo. Say yes to send me met to me. I speak to the sea. I speak to the devil. Peace be still. Peace be still. I told that no one's ambassador will know Nayan. And you are the normal bebre bayan so. But I want to tell you, I want to humbly submit to you, take up the blanket that Jesus has given unto you and tell God, oh Father, we come before thee as you are our anchor. Whenever we are in turbulence, emira swachino ehruno, emira poaswachino ebono, erade samekasa, samekasa, manunyaji. Samekasa manunyaji, samekasa manunyaji. Waya die ye ne wa
rade ne asaino na uya.
Oh, yes. Ne bom boni ni yesie.
Senya wa uradia.
I never failed the
Beloved, we want to lift up one final prayer before Papa takes over. People of God, there are prayers you have prayed for a long time, but it seems as if your answer has delayed. I remember the prophet Daniel in Daniel chapter 10, verse number 13. Bible says that he was looking for something from God. And so he went on a 21-day
fast.
On the first day, he didn't hear anything.
Have mercy.
Until the last day, on the 21st day,
have mercy.
The angel Gabriel appeared unto him and he said that on the first day when you began your prayer,
on the first
name
day,
of Jesus,
was sent by God to bring unto you an
answer.
But there was a prince of Persia,
a prince of Persia,
who rose against me,
who
prevented me from bringing that
have
answer.
Mercy.
But God sent unto me angel Michael,
angel
to
Michael,
that the answer may come unto you.
In the name
child
of Jesus,
of God, this morning we are lifting up prayer.
Yes, Lord.
That
yes, Lord.
Delay,
yes, Lord.
That
yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Say I'm going to be a We are left with just two prayer items. The first one has to do with your own. What is on your heart? What is on your heart? And the second one, I will bring in myself. So please, what is on your heart? Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? There are storms of life, challenges. We thank you for your presence, our Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Namima. Namima. This autism, autism. Autism, autism. Me the minimal, minim baby free, and yenim baby. But our expectant mothers, our expectant mothers, you know, no more for a fro. You know, no more for a fro, no more for a nana, dream, and be more for a fro. Child, you never know autism. I mean, my baby, your bomb pie. When I mean, we are mobile. On driving away from us. But for Pig Empire.
In the name of Jesus.
For Pig Empire. For Pig Empire. For Pig Empire. For Pig Empire.
Thank you.
fire now.
In the name of Jesus.
Yamiba, if you are here and you've taken seed,
yes, Lord.
And even tonight, maybe, yes, God will make you take seed. Please listen. Begin to read or recite the word of God on the fetus, on the embryo. Begin to read the word of God to that baby, to that embryo.
Amen.
Start from the gospel according to St. John. Read 5 verses every day.
Amen. Maybe
in the morning 5, in the evening 5, to the fetus. Onyame asem ono di bo wi ase. Onyame asem ewo su mi.
Jesus.
Onyame nti oyire ebe wo afa ne ho afa ne ba.
Amen.
Adechede ye papa. Adechede ye pe. Efi haye che nyankopon chen.
Amen.
Patcho. Read the word of God to the fetus.
Amen.
Papa, summing up, and also the revelation that came, add it and let's go.
Hallelujah. Now there's this revelation, sir. Yeah, yeah, go through a how and yeah, man, yeah. You know that we be a how. Unim. I'm summarizing it. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
These are the voices, O God, of your children in Mount Zion.
Yep.
We thank you that you have revealed to us that you are our anchor. And we thank you for the revelation that has come. Afe ohau biye dayen so. Amanye biye dayen akuma so. Die maye diye niswo hafo yen kete. Die tumi maye mkoye ni muadrabomo. Ahumbrasye mo oura. Yakase nam tumi na wudiyama yeji. Ene yeji awe yesu nimo. Let every anxiety vanish. Let every spirit of depression vanish. We command sicknesses to leave. We command anything that is not of God to vanish. Afi oura. Womaya da wenima deja. Yayen ka yen pona wunim. Erade ye maye. Nen siye ye.
In the name of Jesus.
Never once
in that mouth. In the name of Jesus.
Ewo Yesu Christo. Nazareth.
Yes.
Ojini ni binga say amen.
Amen.